I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dom returns on Friday. He'll be back tomorrow, taking his young daughter to the airport, a trip overseas, Czech Republic. And I doubt, under the circumstance that I can't do any politicking with my local politicians in Middleton, I doubt I'll be attending the Good Neighbor Festival parade on Sunday, not under these circumstances. If you have opinions on this point of view, I just thought I'd lead there because it's going to happen in my backyard. Well, more up the street, but, you know, you get into the block. 844-967-2789. I'm just telling you, I'm getting sick of right-wing talk radio providing a platform for violence or the specter of violence or the threat of violence. Be it the January 6th, the Good Neighbor Festival. I mean, here's what I would say. Remember the, it wasn't that long ago, the violent parade, the shooting that happened north of Chicago. I mean, that was just, what, a month or two ago? And then what did that guy do?
He came into our backyard.
He drove literally to the edge of Madison and Middleton, and he dropped his cell phone at about the spot that the Middleton Good Neighbor Parade aligns all the parade floats, etc. at each and every year. If you go check it out, it's right on University Ave. That's where the guy dropped his cell phone. And reportedly, the guy had come contemplating additional violence and just didn't feel like he'd done the proper research before, what, taking some pot shots at Lakeview Park in Middleton and some people out there celebrating on holiday weekend. So it's not unprecedented that we would, let's say, have violence associated with an American parade. So to go encourage people and to provide a platform, I mean, if someone came on my show and said, hey, man, let's strap up and go marching, you know what? I'm going to cut that SOB off. I'm not going to encourage the behavior. I'm not going to be like Vicky McKinnon, tell the Patriots to go take up arms and go to Kenosha and protect the, you know what, the car dealerships from Antifa. So anyways, gets me a little riled. 844-967-2789. Daniel Bice, Journal Sentinel, right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Bice has got the newest, the latest, the greatest. Apparently, he can answer the question of what Donald Trump said about Tony Evers and Rebecca Clayfish and the Wisconsin election in a call to Tim Michaels. Apparently, it was a very public call, at least on the receiving end. Tim Michaels apparently surrounded by a lot of supporters, some of who were videotaping this conversation with the former president, Donald Trump. Here is what Bice reports, and apparently he's seen the video. You'd think former President Donald Trump would have other things on his mind these days with, you know, the recent FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago and all. But on the night of the primary election, Trump didn't mind offering his latest take on the upcoming general election in Wisconsin. Early in the evening, on August 9th, Trump called multimillionaire construction executive Tim Michaels, whom he endorsed, to congratulate him on his victory over former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish in the GOP gubernatorial primary. About 20 Michaels supporters stood in a circle. I think they called that a circle jerk. Stood in a circle and listened to the call at the Tucson Hall in Waukesha, including one ally who let the Journal Sentinel watch a video recording of the conversation. Trump had only kind words for Clayfish, offering none of the catty remarks he made about her during a private chat with Michaels on April 5th. Instead, the former one-term Republican president said she ran a good race and, not surprisingly for the thrice-married Trump, described her as charming and pretty. She's very good-looking, actually. At least he didn't offer to take Rebecca furniture shopping, at least as far as we know. Then he turned, Trump turned, to the general election contest against Democratic Governor Tony Evers in November. Trump told Michaels he has never held public office that his gut told him that Evers would be easier to beat than Clayfish. Now, the recent Marquette University Law School polling says Evers is up 45-43, a difference within the margin of error. Why is Evers going to be so easy to beat in Trump's estimation? Trump said he heard that Evers, 70, doesn't work hard, which comes ironically out of the mouth of a man who, what, takes lots of executive time, or at least he did when he was the president, you know, because he had to watch the Foxy Friends executive and whatever time. Else. Yeah. Down in the dining room. And then, you know, from executive time, it was on to the golf course often, many times on the taxpayer dime. But Tony Evers, according to Trump, doesn't work hard. Now, Michaels just turned 60. He celebrated the event at Carnivore, a restaurant in Milwaukee, on Saturday. He's a very lazy guy, Trump said of Evers, much to the delight of the small gathering, many of whom were holding their phones to record the conversation. Of course, this is news to Evers' team. I don't think they called the boss lazy, but here is what Kayla Anderson, spokeswoman for the first-term governor, said Michaels should spend more time talking to Wisconsin voters and less chatting with the former president. Here's her quote. Instead of dividing communities like Tim Michaels and Donald Trump, Governor Evers has done the hard work to make Wisconsin better and stronger. In his first term, Governor Evers cut taxes for working families, helped thousands of small businesses open their doors, and improved the quality of public education in our schools. And this wasn't the first time Trump had weighed in on the Wisconsin governor's race. Michael met with Trump in a private 75-minute meeting at the ex-president's Mar-a-Lago Club in April. Nearly 3 weeks before Michaels officially jumped into the governor's race, Clayfish took her own pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago in March. And when chatting with Michaels, Trump called Clayfish 48% Becky, a reference to the fact the former Republican governor Scott Walker and Clayfish got 48.5% of the vote in 18, narrowly losing to Evers and Mandela Barnes. Trump also complained about a tweet that showed Clayfish's daughter going to homecoming dance with the son of State Supreme Court Justice Brad Hagedorn. You know, that was the actual crime, because Hagedorn was the decisive vote. Here in the state of Wisconsin, Trump lost the election by one vote. It was a 4-3 vote of the Wisconsin Supreme Court and Justice Hagedorn. Well, apparently he wasn't loyal enough. And he also went to prom, his son did, with Becky's daughter. Big crime. Come back.